This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Tonight, Vice President Kamala Harris in Nashville meeting with the Tennessee Three after Republicans punished two lawmakers for breaking decorum during a gun reform protest. The political fallout. Here are tonight's headlines. Two lawmakers booted from state government while another representative survives expulsion.
It might have to do with the color of our skin.
Terror attack in Israel, killing and injuring tourists as tensions escalate in the Middle East.
The Pentagon announces an investigation into how classified Ukraine war plans got leaked to the internet.
Dangerous weather delays play at the Masters. Rage against the machine.
I need a little more information from you.
Frustrations with customer service at an all-time high.
I yell at the phone because I want a representative.
Pope Francis is leading Holy Week ceremonies in Italy on this Good Friday.
He was originally scheduled to lead the Stations of the Cross procession, but the Vatican announced that the Pope will miss this ceremony.
And on the road with an unlikely leader of a chess club.
His name is Mr. Bishop, which is pretty cool.
He's very caring. He just includes everybody.
And keeps people motivated to keep practicing and get better and better.
Good no. Move.
Good evening and thank you for joining us on this Friday night. I'm Jerika Duncan in for Nora. Tonight, the two lawmakers who were expelled by their Republican colleagues following gun reform protests could soon be reinstated. And it comes as we witness the political fallout over the Tennessee Three. One state representative was spared by a single vote, allowing her to keep her job. Tennessee is now at the center of the partisan divide over race and gun violence. Tonight, Vice President Kamala Harris is in Nashville to meet with the ousted lawmakers and push for legislation to address gun violence. We're also learning that President Biden just called the three and invited them to the White House. And today, we heard from former President Barack Obama, who says this is the latest example of a broader erosion of democratic norms. CBS's Mark Strassman starts us off tonight from Nashville. Mark, good evening.
Good evening, Jerika. Vice President Harris just went inside the chapel behind me to meet with the three Democratic politicians and their supporters, and this should make them happy. Former State Representative Justin Jones apparently won't be out of work for long. Nashville City Councilors are expected to name him interim state rep on Monday.
We will never quit. We will never quit.
Nashville, still a seething city today, reeling over Republican retribution for a Democratic breach of protocol. Unseated, not one state lawmaker, but two.
The racism that's within this institution is part of the reason that it is crumbling.
a national firestorm sparked by this moment last week.
No action! No peace! No action! No peace!
Three disruptive Democratic lawmakers and one bullhorn. A legislative session gone off the rails. Their issue, stricter gun laws, after a school shooting killed six people, including three children. House Republicans pitched a fit, what they called disorder and dishonor.
How can you bring dishonor to an already dishonorable House?
Became drama, discord, and defiance. Republican Gina Bolso confronted Democrat Justin Jones.
Look at the disrespect with which he has conducted himself today. He called our speaker a liar. He pointed derisively at our speaker.
What Jones heard?
What he was essentially saying was that Justin is an uppity Negro.
Racial overtones rambled throughout. The optics were awful. Mostly white men targeting two young black lawmakers and a woman. There was an exception for the Republican supermajority. They let Democrat Gloria Johnson of Knoxville keep her seat by one vote. Why her, not Jones and Pearson?
I will answer your question. It might have to do with the color of our skin.
Republicans here deny that, but it certainly was a power flex.
This is undemocratic. This is wrong.
Tennessee House Republicans tweeted this response to all their critics. Unprecedented actions yield unprecedented consequences. Jerika?
Mark Strassman in Nashville, thank you. Turning overseas now, tonight Israeli police are investigating a terror attack in Tel Aviv after a car rammed into a crowd of people. At least one person was killed and five more wounded. CBS's MTS Tayeb reports it's the latest in a wave of escalating violence.
Terror on the streets of Tel Aviv as police shot dead a Palestinian attacker who rammed his car into a group of tourists on the city's busy seafront. One was killed and several others injured.
This is as close as Israeli police will allow us to the scene. But as you can see, tensions here are sky high.
This is the second deadly attack today after two sisters were shot by a Palestinian gunman in the occupied West Bank. Fear of more violence was already at its peak after Israeli fighter jets pounded Gaza early this morning in a series of strikes. But it was an Israeli air raid deep inside Lebanon that sparked fears of an even broader conflict. Military leaders say they were in retaliation to 34 rockets fired towards northern Israel on Thursday. The rocket attacks from Lebanon and Gaza followed two consecutive nights of Israeli raids on the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Soldiers were filmed inside beating Palestinians with batons and the butt of their rifles, triggering fury across the region. Although Friday prayers at Al-Aqsa, known to Jews as the Temple Mount, passed today largely without incident, this weekend devotees from the three faiths converge on Jerusalem's old city to mark Ramadan, Passover, and Easter. And while it's hoped this fragile peace will hold over the holiday period, the attack in Tel Aviv is a grim reminder of just how volatile the situation remains.
Now tonight, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered all reserve border police to up security across the West Bank and Israel as this volatile situation only gets worse. Jerika.
MTS Tayeb for us tonight in Tel Aviv. Thank you. Tonight, the Pentagon is investigating the apparent leak of secret war documents as Ukrainian forces are preparing for a spring offensive. CBS's David Martin is at the Pentagon with this breaking news. David, good evening.
Good evening. Within the past several hours, classified government documents covering not only Ukraine but other parts of the world have started showing up on social media. This appears to be a major compromise of Pentagon secrets.
As the U.S. arms and trains Ukraine ahead of its expected spring offensive, documents containing details of the buildup appeared on social media. One, titled Status of the Conflict as of 1 March, is marked Top Secret and appears to be a daily update provided to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
Is this just embarrassing or does it do real damage to the cause of defeating Russia's invasion of Ukraine?
I think it's both. Undermining confidence between the cooperation of the United States and NATO and Ukraine, And also within the U.S. government, distracting us when we should be entirely focused on supporting Ukraine.
But former U.S. ambassador to Russia, now CBS News contributor John Sullivan, points out some of the information appears to be doctored.
Elevating Ukrainian casualties beyond a level that the U.S. believes has actually occurred, and vastly understating Russian casualties. So it makes Russia look good, makes Ukraine look bad.
The document puts the number of Russians killed in action at 16 to 17,500, wildly different from what General Mark Milley recently told Congress.
As you know, publicly, the Russians have well over 200,000 casualties.
Another update, marked secret, gives the expenditure rates for Ukrainian artillery, a number the Pentagon has not disclosed. The Pentagon is trying to get the documents off social media. At the same time, it is investigating how they got there in the first place. Jerika?
David Martin for us at the Pentagon. Thank you. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas is responding to growing criticism about his lavish trips funded by a major GOP donor. A recent report revealed Thomas accepted luxury vacations over the past two decades, paid for by a Republican billionaire. In a statement, Thomas said he was advised that this sort of personal hospitality from close personal friends who did not have business before the court was not reportable. Congressional Democrats are now calling on Chief Justice John Roberts to launch an ethics investigation. Well, tonight, fear and mourning is turning to outrage in San Francisco following the stabbing death of Cash App founder Bob Lee. Police have yet to make an arrest more than 3 days after the tech executive was brutally murdered. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has the latest details.
These security camera images posted by the Daily Mail show Cash App founder Bob Lee struggling just moments after the attack. There's seemingly no movement in the case, but San Francisco's police chief says investigators have been collecting evidence.
We'll put the information out, but we don't want to do anything to compromise this investigation.
A packed community meeting on crime revealed a city at a crossroads.
What matters is how people feel today, and they do not feel safe.
And it's evident on the streets where Lee was stabbed.
How do I feel? Terrified.
There's also a drumbeat of anger on social media by other tech executives. City leaders say the concern is overblown.
We should take those problems seriously, but not to buy into sometimes these false narratives about a crime wave.
The Rincon Hill neighborhood is filled with high-rise condos and tech companies. Overall, San Francisco actually had fewer murders in 2022 than other similar-sized cities. And yet, in this case, the suspect remains at large.
Clearly very violent and dangerous. Is the community at threat here?
Anytime we have somebody who's committed murder still out on our streets, we all need to be mindful of that.
And as the motive remains unclear, tonight there are some questions surrounding where Lee was in those early morning hours leading up to the murder. We also don't know if surveillance video here in the area captured the actual attack and a possible suspect, Jerika.
Jonathan Vigliotti, and hopefully they find that suspect soon. Well, there was a terrifying moment today at Augusta National Golf Club. Bad weather forced the Masters to suspend the second round for the rest of the day. Play will resume again Saturday morning. Here, though, you can see what happened when a large tree was blown over near the 17th hole.
Oh, good gracious. Watch out.
Oh, my God.
I hope everybody is okay.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, that pine knocked down two smaller trees. Luckily, no one was hurt. And so far, the stormy weather doesn't appear to be bothering 32-year-old Brooks Koepka, who is 12 under par after two rounds and in the hunt for his very first green jacket. And Augusta National is not the only place where the weather may be problematic this holiday weekend. For details on that, let's bring in meteorologist Alex Wilson from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Alex.
Jerika, it's going to be a tough start to the holiday weekend with rain showers likely along the Gulf Coast. Heavy downpours could lead to some flooding concerns. Also watching for some stronger storms, but I think those would be isolated. Tomorrow looks like a miserable day at the Masters. Things do clear out, though, into our Easter Sunday. Across the southeast, you can see Atlanta highs back into the mid-60s, and a lot of the country will be dry and bright. Chance of rain showers across the Pacific Northwest. Now, Monday, we'll see temperatures warming up for many across the northern frontier, temperatures held a little bit cooler because of the snowpack, but that will begin to disappear thanks to those warming temperatures. And so we've also got to keep our eye on the possibility of flooding here across the north due to that rapid snowmelt into early next week. Jerika?
Definitely feeling those warmer temperatures. Thank you, Alex. Well, if you've ever wanted to complain to customer service about customer service, you're not alone. More Americans are fed up with long hold times and how hard it is to speak to a real person. CBS's Nancy Chen takes a look at what's fueling the frustration and what can be done about it.
By the time that you get to a representative, if you get to a representative, then you're angry.
Have you ever yelled at someone for customer service?
I think I'm guilty of that, yeah.
74% of Americans report having a problem with a product or service in the past year, according to the latest National Customer Rage Survey. It's more than doubled since 1976. The number one frustration, having to sit through long prompts just to talk to a human being.
People are having difficulty having what I would describe as an authentic interaction.
Scott Bretzman spearheaded the survey. He blames much of the problem on companies and products, relying more on automation and technology. And customer patience, he says, is growing thinner.
8% of people said that one of the primary causes for the increase in incivility was related to the stress and strife associated with COVID.
43% of customers reported yelling or raising their voice, and roughly 1 in 10 are interested in seeking revenge on employees.
But the reservation keeps the car here. That's why you have the reservations.
I know why we have reservations.
I don't think you do.
Social media is also providing a megaphone. The number of people posting complaints and shaming companies online has more than doubled since 2020. So what can people do?
I think a customer care experience from both sides, from the employee side and from the customer side, would benefit greatly from a good dose of kindness.
A reminder that courtesy counts, even when you complain. Nancy Chen, CBS News, New York.
Yep, kindness and take a deep breath. Well, actor Jeremy Renner is recounting in graphic detail the snowplow accident that almost killed him. His story is coming up.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Oscar-nominated actor Jeremy Renner is providing a riveting account of the snowplow accident that almost killed him back in January. Renner broke more than 30 bones trying to keep his more than 14,000-pound snowplow from hitting his nephew. He says he put one foot out of the vehicle while looking behind him, lost his balance, and was run over.
I just happened to be the dummy, you know, standing on the dang track a little bit, seeing if my nephew was there.
Right.
Shouldn't be inside the vehicle when you're operating. And it's my mistake. And I paid for it.
Well, Renner is scheduled to return to the red carpet on Tuesday for the premiere of his new TV series. Chilly weather and a recent battle with bronchitis forced Pope Francis to miss a Good Friday tradition. That's next. Breaking news, a federal judge in Texas has ruled that the FDA's authorization of the abortion drug mifepristone more than 20 years ago was improper and has suspended its approval. Now, the ruling is suspended for 7 days, allowing for the federal government to appeal, so the drug will remain on the market for the time being. Well, Christians around the world are observing Good Friday, marking the crucifixion of Jesus. At the Vatican, Pope Francis presided over a service at St. Peter's Basilica. But after being treated for bronchitis last week, the 86-year-old pontiff could not attend the Way of the Cross procession on this chilly night in Rome. However, he is expected to celebrate Easter Mass Sunday in St. Peter's Square. Well, On the Road is next with one chess coach who made all the right moves.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CBS's Steve Hartman heads to New England for a real-life Queen's Gambit on the road.
The students at Weatherby Elementary in Hampton, Maine, seem peaceful enough, but start a war on this turf, and these rookies, with their knight moves, become a royal pawn in the chess to anyone who dares try to dethrone their king, which is how they became the new Maine State Chess Champions.
It was so, like, exciting.
Everybody was cheering.
Just, like, feels like you could fly.
A special, like, one in a million.
In fact, the only thing more unlikely than their success is where they found it. Here, in the broom closet.
School custodian David Bishop used to play chess as a kid. So when, years later, he found himself cleaning the hall outside the Weatherby Chess Club, he says he felt drawn, like he had to be part of it.
And at the time, I didn't really have any thought of how to teach. I'd never done that before.
I didn't really think he had a good background, like, for doing it, but he obviously does.
His name is Mr. Bishop, which is pretty cool.
He took over.
And?
And here we are.
5-minute game.
Where they are is a community of intensely focused little minds who play like a real kingdom is at stake.
What happens is, yes, there's an attack here.
And although no one here is a master,
the king's coming out way too early.
Mr. Bishop has convinced every last one of them that they have the potential.
What I tell them is, if you love it, you're going to be better than the top player we have. They say, no, that can't be. Yes, if you love it, you'll never give up, and you're going to get better and better as the months and years go by.
Sometimes we make the mistake of thinking our job descriptions are a box, confining who we are and what we do. But David Bishop sees it differently. He says when they told him to make this school shine, they never said how.
I found my purpose.
Steve Hartman, On the Road.
It's a lesson learned.
Near Bangor, Maine.
And with that attitude, you can't lose. Well, that is tonight's CBS Evening News. For Nora O'Donnell and all of us here, I'm Jerika Duncan. Have a great night.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and maybe more importantly, on your life. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
If you enjoy tuning in to the CBS Evening News, there are official t-shirts, hats, mugs, and more available for purchase at ParamountShop.com. These products are perfect for any fan of evening news. And you can take 20% off with code EVENING20. That's 20% off all CBS Evening News products with code EVENING20 at ParamountShop.com.